Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, August 2nd, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Jamf. According to a new supply chain report today, Apple is preparing to debut its first cellular MacBook as soon as next year. The report says that Apple will release a 5G-capable MacBook sometime during the second half of 2020. Apple will reportedly use a ceramic material for the 5G antenna board, instead of the typical metals employed by other manufacturers. This will apparently dramatically improve cellular reception and transmission speed, making 5G speeds up to twice as fast. However, the ceramic parts are said to cost six times as much as standard components, but the report says that Apple's high-priced premium brand in the PC industry enables it to make such strategic component decisions. At this point, it's unclear whether Apple would add a 5G option to all of its MacBooks, including both the MacBook Air and the MacBook Pro. The MacBook Air is the most portable option, but there could be issues adding 5G technology to a form factor that thin and light. At this stage, nobody but DigiTimes is making these claims, and it's always worth treating DigiTimes reporting with a healthy dose of skepticism. Apple may very well be exploring possible designs for a 5G MacBook, but we wouldn't put too much stock in that 2020 timeframe just yet. In other news, ahead of the launch of Apple Card this month, Apple has ended the Barclay Card Apple Rewards Card sometime over the last several weeks. This means that users of that card will no longer receive rewards when shopping at Apple, though Apple is still offering basic financing options through the Barclay Card. The Barclay Visa Card with Apple Rewards offered bonus points when making Apple purchases, which then could be redeemed for App Store and iTunes gift cards and deferred financing. Bloomberg is also reporting today that Apple is preparing an Apple Card companion app for the iPad. The iPad currently does not have a dedicated wallet app, although it does have a wallet and Apple Pay preferences pane in the Settings app. The Apple Card app for iPad would let customers apply for the card and manage their accounts. So far in its marketing materials, Apple has only ever shown the Apple Card in the context of the wallet app on iPhone. Tim Cook confirmed on Apple's earnings call this week that Apple Card will begin its rollout to customers sometime in August. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Jamf. This month on 9 to 5 Mac, we launched a brand new series called Apple at Work. Apple at Work explores device management, IT security, Apple products in a mixed device environment, and more. That's why Jamf is the perfect fit for the new series. Trying to configure devices without a mobile device management solution can take a surprising amount of time and effort. With Jamf, you can check your digital inventory, distribute Wi-Fi and email settings, deploy, and more from anywhere. Jamf helps you manage your devices so you can focus on your business or school instead. Go to jamf.com/9to5mac to learn more. A report last week detailed the kind of conversations that Apple contractors were hearing on a daily basis as a result of a program designed to grade Siri responses. Now, Apple has issued a new statement on that practice. Apple says today that it is conducting a thorough internal review of its Siri policies and has suspended the program which had let human contractors listen to and grade Siri responses. Once that internal review is completed, Apple will reinstate the program, but with a new setting that gives users the option to completely opt out. Last week's report detailed that many of the things heard by these Apple reviewers were accidental activations of Siri, and thus included private medical conversations, criminal dealings, and more. Recordings were also said to have included location and contact details, as well as app data. At the time, Apple defended this practice and said that less than 1% of daily Siri activations were being used for grading. Therefore, it's nice to see Apple revise its stance on this issue, especially with the forthcoming ability for users to opt out completely. To round out this Friday, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5 Toys for details on some of the hottest deals today. Trevor?
Best Buy's three-day sale headlines this weekend's top deals, including the latest MacBook Air, which is on sale for under $1,000, a previous price reserved for education shoppers at Apple's storefront. You can also pick up Apple's now discontinued 12-inch MacBook, which is $500 off. Prices start at $800 on the entry-level configuration. The latest iPad Air hits a new Amazon all-time low with a $50 discount. That includes both Wi-Fi and cellular configurations, marking the best prices we've seen by $20. You'll find that and all of this weekend's best deals over at 9to5 Toys. Make sure you're following us on Twitter, by the same name at 9to5Toys so you don't miss any of our favorite deals or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers.
That wraps up another week of 9to5Mac Daily. If you like 9to5Mac Daily, please subscribe in Apple's podcast app or Overcast or wherever you listen to your podcasts. As always, it would be tremendously helpful if you left us a rating and review to help more people find the show. Additionally, I want to thank Jamf for sponsoring this week's episodes of 9to5Mac Daily. Sponsors like Jamf help us keep making 9to5Mac Daily every week. As always, read all of these stories on 9to5Mac.com and follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. Thank you all very much for listening this week, and come back on Monday for another week of Apple News.